The Republican-backed legislation would limit early voting to 45 hours per week for the 2 weeks before an election, just from Monday through Friday. Weekend voting would no longer take place. 35,000 people in Milwaukee voted early in the 2012 presidential election. All of them had to come downtown to the city's municipal building or city hall. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says by trying to cut back early voting hours, it appears Republicans want to frustrate people into not voting.
The goal is to just jam up the city of Milwaukee and other large municipalities. Let's just jam it up. Let's have people frustrated and leave the polls.
Barrett says he's asked the state for approval to expand the number of early voting sites in his city of 600,000 people, based on much smaller communities having one site, and Republicans wanting uniformity of opportunity to vote early. Some other GOP efforts over the last few years to limit voting, such as voter ID, have been held up by courts. Chris Amity of the ACLU of Wisconsin says there may be legal problems with restricting early voting in urban areas.
It's going to have a disparate impact on African American and other minority voters. The ACLU has great problems with that. There's a racial element to it. Let's not kid ourselves.
Senate action is scheduled for tomorrow. The state assembly has already passed a slightly different absentee voting measure. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.